When you speak of language, Hebrew is very unique, because languages are disappearing. But this was one of the only examples I can think of a language revived successfully. Mm-hmm. But I've heard that I don't speak Hebrew, but I understand that the quality of Hebrew spoken by the younger generations has decreased.
Don't listen to the old generation. They think that everything is meaning the Kili. It's different. They would like that we shall still dance at home. And the boys and the girls want to have all the jumping story there. They want to jump, let them jump, my God. They still want that we shall sing Slavic melodies. They want jazz. So they say, look, songs are deteriorating. And music and the dress is becoming shorter. What do you care? Let them have their own taste. And by the way, they can have it. Well, today girls wearing such short skirts, because they're not afraid to throw their legs. They take care of themselves. In previous generation, the woman was quiet to develop the lady. So she show her legs. Today, on the contrary, they want
you used to not want to see the legs.
They didn't show because they didn't want to see. So let's every generation really handle. He has new advantages. He has new problems. And they want that we shall behave, the children behave like their parents. They have their own culture, so they say they are deteriorating. They are not deteriorating. They are stronger. They are better informed. They are full of energy. They have a tragedy. They are ready-made persons at an early age, 14, 15, 16, physically and mentally. And we don't give them a role in our society. So they go for drugs and they're crazy. Let them play a role. Let them introduce themselves in the new hierarchies of our life. I believe that an inventor, a researcher, can be at the age of 15, 16, 17. We spoke about languages. What is the best time to learn a language, you know, at the age of 2, 3? Then you're becoming tired. Maybe at the age of 15 or 16 you have talents which are disappearing later on. Let them work, because today to work, they wouldn't let children work in the past generations, right? Because it was a physical effort. Today to work is to think. Let them think. Don't send them to the drugs. So let them have their own challenges, their own curiosities.
So you don't see that the question, what informs the question is that what seems to build such a cohesive society here in Israel is one, the language. It's one of the binding forces here in the state.
It's culture has a justified history.
Sure.
Because I don't suggest to forget the language. No. I'm also for having individuality for nations. That can be cultural. But otherwise, I mean, let science run, let values stay permanent. I'll give you a small example. Take away the land, okay? Take away dunam land, and the Arabs are very sensitive to land. But in our culture, the yield per dunam is 25 times higher than it used to be. So maybe you lost one dunam, but you won 25 yields. On the other hand, take away the Ten Commandments, and the world becomes all of a sudden poor. You don't have anything to replace these 169 words. So that's what I mean, the permanence of the values and the mobility of the assets.
One value used to be military service, and 20 years ago it was anathema. to not serve in the military. And that was another binding cohesive force in Israeli society, but now it's quite common.
Now what does sport? Fight without killing? What's wrong? Go back to chess? Go back to competition of creativeness? To sing? To create? I would like to see the democracy not just a matter of free expression, but a matter of self-expression.
Do you think Israel's security is at a point where it can move from being concerned with military service or being unconcerned and moving more towards competition in sports or the creative
The minute elements? We shall be free of danger, yes. Right now, no. As long as we have dangers, we must be prepared to face them. I mean, you cannot become all of a sudden a philosopher instead of a soldier. Doesn't make sense. But you see, there are two things which are really fascinating. What makes Israel greater than our size? And that is the size of our enemies. You're forced to organize our defense, which means our agenda, not with the size of the land, but the size of the enemies of the land. So all the time we have to be more tense, more alert, more developed. The minute this will appear, we shall have to compete with the world to find our way. So again, we shall have all the time to refer to the larger dimension. And now, I think that there is something in Judaism, by the way, which makes us inclined to do so. You see, the greatest thing that Judaism, you can take it as a joke, you can take it seriously, as introduced in life, is dissatisfaction. A Jewish person cannot be dissatisfied, cannot be satisfied. When it is satisfied, it begins to be non-Jewish. And the dissatisfaction is the source of creation all the time, because we were oppressed, we were small. So we couldn't...
Did you drive?
Yeah, we couldn't sit down and have a glass of wine. All the time we have had to try and struggle and invest and renew. And that's the reason why the Jewish people, in a way, are the permanent revolutionary of our history.